Alrighty. I gotta go all the way back here on this thing. Fuck. Okay, welcome to the pre-show here for Friday. These two guys behind me, this guy right to your right, that's Jack Buck. That's Jack Buck. That is Joe Buck's father. Jack Buck was the play-by-play guy for Super Bowl IV. That's Pat Summerall there over to the left. To the left. Pat Summerall, I can't see him, but you know what he looks like. A young Pat Summerall. And what this game is, it's a restored Super Bowl IV. Now, you know that I respect copyright. And I do. And I happen to know that CBS is, like, on it like a motherfucking, you know, like nothing you would ever seen when it comes to their copyright being protected and not infringed. CBS filed a lawsuit, I think, or had some legal action against YouTube saying they don't take the shit down. They say they do, but they don't. And to prove their point, and I think this was in the middle of litigation, CBS threw a whole bunch of takedowns at YouTube, and I mean a lot of them, thousands of fucking takedowns at YouTube that they found. And I'll be a son of a bitch if, like, within a span of 48, 72 hours, YouTube hadn't taken everything down, because CBS was going to go before the judge and say, see, we got all this fucking material that's being infringed on YouTube, and they're dragging their ass, and they actually took it down. So the reason why I'm showing you this is because I got to believe, and I've seen this for years, I've seen segments of Super Bowl IV for years, and I'm a huge sports historian. Not so much balls and strikes or fucking fumbles or any of that bullshit chicken shit that other people can fucking waste their time and go fucking gray over. I'm interested in the cultural history of sports. I'm interested in franchises. I'm interested in game climates. I'm interested in the period of history that we're talking about. What was going on in the country? What did the broadcasts look like? What did the fans look like? What were the attitudes? What did the players look like? What was the equipment like? How well were the games officiated? Games were officiated probably as well as they would be officiated today were if we didn't have instant replay today. In other words, there were a lot of fuck-ups, serious amounts of fuck-ups in big games. That you and I see today, but back then it was, their whole thing was put it in the hands of the referees, put it in the hands of the officials. Anyway, all of that shit being said, this is the actual broadcast on CBS in January of 1970, Super Bowl IV between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings. This would be the Chiefs' second Super Bowl. This is the Vikings' first. The Chiefs lost their first one to Green Bay. And what I find fascinating about it is this is now the Super Bowl after the New York Jet huge upset. Now, I know there are a lot of fucking younger guys who are getting tired about hearing about the Jets. Tough shit, because you weren't there, you don't get it, and you're really kind of cranky over the fact that you don't understand it and you think it's boring. Well, no, it isn't. It's about as fucking boring as any exciting game you want to talk about today, any game that you can point out as being exciting for you. It's as exciting the Jets upset. It was like a college team beating a pro team. That's the significance of that upset. But nonetheless, I digress. This is the game after. This is the next Super Bowl. So now the AFL's getting respect. Now you're hearing Jack Buck talking about, here's the best linebacker in football. They never would have said that before the Jets upset the Colts. He's one of the great, he's well-respected in his league is the kind of shit they'd say. But Bobby Bell was introduced in this game, a member of the Chiefs, as one of the greatest, as the greatest linebacker in football, period. In the opinion of Vince Lombardi, I think is the way it was said. So what this guy did, who put this, I don't know who the guy is, but I thank him for his very hard effort. He took the black and white broadcast video that you're seeing right now, cleaned it way up, gave it a sharper picture, and also improve the audio, and then dropped in these color highlights. I don't know what he's doing here. Dropped in this color shit when need be. I'm not exactly sure when he decided to drop the color film shit in. Maybe because probably editorially, because in looking at this guy's comments before this thing started, he has this whole big, long, self-congratulatory roll of, yes, and here's something else that I did. That, man, look at this. And look at he's got all these little fucking arrows. This is going to be extremely distracting, probably, because I haven't looked at the whole thing, but be that as it may, for the effort that he put into it, good for you, although you did really congratulate yourself a lot, and it got to be really dull, and I think I'm going to leave a comment. Now, but here's stuff you don't see in the highlight film. This is the coin toss, and just the immediacy of a live picture. Now, why am I not showing it to you instead of talking? Because I got a show to do. This is the pre-show, and you can go find this shit yourself if you want. It's on YouTube, Super Bowl IV, fully restored, or in the opinion of the guy that restored it anyway. And I found it because I was actually looking for some football highlights to play, and I was going to string together a whole bunch of football highlights, but I decided, ah, fuck it, you know, like, I just found these two up to this point. Yeah. What is this? What is this? Oh, this is from the Jets and the goddamned Raiders, 68. Because I was a huge AFL fan growing up. And I grew up in L.A. We had the Rams. We were not an AFL city. We were an NFL city. National Football League, American Football League. American Football League was in San Diego with the Chargers. And I was far more interested in the Chargers than I was in the dog shit Rams because the Rams sucked ass. Okay, now here's the other clip that I had is what? This is the fuck. Oh, yeah. This is the wrong way. Okay. So anyway, you get it. Now, I've got to do something, which will minimize this picture a little bit. Pardon me for doing it. I just want to, got to double check this. Hello, Groovy. Now, what is this? Is this the, oh, you know what this is? These are the moon landing astronauts. No? Yes? 70, 69? Yeah. And Neil Armstrong, I think. No, it ain't. It's three other astronauts. Got nothing to do with, I don't know who that is. I know they had the three. In the Jet Colt Super Bowl, they had Frank Borman and the guys that orbited the moon. By this Super Bowl, we landed on the moon. We landed on the moon the previous summer. This is January of 70, so the previous summer. And I wanted to say that was, okay, now this is a really ill-conceived thing. This is Pat O'Brien, the old actor. By this point, you can see Pat O'Brien elderly. And somebody had the idea that he would recite the words to the national anthem instead of singing it. So they're playing it and he's reciting it, and he got it all, it was all fucked up. He didn't have, the timing was wrong. He ended it long before the song ended, and good try, but no cigar. And you can see the players really aren't given that much of a shit because they want to play, and you know, they're respectful and all that, but poor Mr. O'Brien. He, and as I recall, he got drowned out at the end, and then they released these fucking pigeons. So that's from the film. That's the kind of shit that I get off on. You know, I do. So I guess you could say I'm a sports historian, but not a field of competition. I love to watch the games, but I don't give as much of a shit about the on-field accomplishments as I do about the place it has in culture, you know. And now there's Pat O'Brien, this poor guy. He's finished. They're still playing the anthem, and he's finished. So he's doing what came to mind, which is put his hand over his chest. And all right. I'd rather just watch this game than do the show. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, but in a way, I am kidding. All right, so let's. How much time we got on this motherfucker? No, we got plenty of time. I had an idea that I want to work on here, and the idea has to do with bringing back Steve Bozzle. I just wonder about something. Look at something here. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. That's really interesting. Yeah, this guy. Massive restoration, CBS TV film merge. And this was Dave Volsky. This is a massive enhancement of the Super Bowl IV game between yada, yada, yada. The game was played, yada, yada, yada. I've had it in mind to take a crack at restoring this game for a year and a half, but never had the time. Dave, if you lived in England, you'd be knighted. Something tells me he's going to respond to that. I was replaying the first 3 minutes of this segment because of the awesome NFL song. The last time this copyright. All right, man. So these are the Kansas City Chiefs when they were a fucking badass football team, man. They were... They had the greatest defense. They were all huge, 6'8". Aaron Brown, Buck Buchanan on the defensive line. They had, like I said, they had the greatest linebacker in the game, Bobby Bell. They had it going on. And then they had their offense, which was a, you know, they had this multiple formation offense, which I think the Dallas Cowboys adopted aspects of it to call it, they had the flex defense. I don't know what they called the offense, but the Chiefs had a variety of sets. And Minnesota, and Stram saw early on, and the players you know, they corroborated this. We could see early on that the Vikings didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We could see the confusion on their faces every fucking time we went out on offense, and they just had no idea how to react. So they, you'd think they'd learn that in film, but apparently in those days, they looked at game film sparingly, and they didn't think the game film of the American League team was as important as watching, you know, all the game film that they had in the National Football League. There wasn't going to be anything that the AFL was going to throw at them that could possibly be any better or more sophisticated than what the NFL was going to play, or how it had played. And so fucking Minnesota came to the game completely unprepared. That's why people always talk about how great Bud Grant was a coach. Yeah, to a point, but the guy never won a Super Bowl. He got his teams to the Super Bowl. He got the motherfuckers to 1-12. Bud Grant got them to 2. Super Bowl 3. How many fucking Super Bowls they played? They played against the Chiefs. They lost. They played again against the Dolphins. They lost. They played again against the Steelers. They fucking lost. And they played again against the fucking Raiders and lost. And they haven't been back since. I don't think. That was 1970 fucking 8. January of 78. Goddamn Vikings haven't been back to a Super Bowl. Am I right or am I wrong? I haven't been back to a Super Bowl in 40-plus goddamn years since Bud Grant. And Bud Grant could never beat the American Conference or American Football League, ever. And for those of you that don't know, today's American Football Conference came out of what was once called the American Football League, a completely separate business entity that merged with the NFL in 1970. And then they added three teams from the NFL to balance the conferences. But this is Joe Capp, who was a great competitor as a quarterback. But, and there's Dave Osborne as a running back, you know, a real gutted out kind of fullback style guy that they had in the NFL in those days. Meanwhile, the AFL had all these guys like O.J. Simpson and fucking Mike Garrett, and these guys are fleet footed and fast as, you know, as anything. And their defense was just as fucking crazy as their offense. Got to hear Jack. Jack Buck is.
Kansas City has stopped the first down plays.
That's Joe Buck's dad.
Second down plays have hurt them, and here's another. A little swing out here to Bill Brown. And what a good hit was made by the linebacker, but Brown broke the tackle, and he got away from the outside linebacker, Bobby Bell, and Jerry Mays made the tackle.
Jerry Mays, little bit of trivia. Jerry Mays was related to, God rest his soul, to the guy that ran Clear Channel, because I met the CEO of Clear Channel, Lowell Mays, Lowry Mays. I met Lowry Mays, and for some reason, maybe I was watching something or talking about something, he said to me, you know Jerry Mays? I go, yeah, he's my cousin. So Jerry Mays related to Lowry Mays, the guy that was the chairman, might even have been the goddamn founder of Clear Channel, which at one time was J-Core. Well, I don't know. Joe Capp must have been a riot to watch on the sidelines because he was real competitive. He was a real rah-rah guy. He'd get really pissed off. He'd just, come on! You know, and he got his ass beat in this fucking game bad. And then on top of everything, and it was the second half, he went out with a separated shoulder. He got fucking crushed by Aaron Brown and Buck Buchanan, two of the biggest motherfuckers on the Kansas City Chiefs, landed on him at the same time in a brutal quarterback sack. He was scrambling, so is that a sack or is that just a, you know, attempted run? But you I mean, Jesus, you know. And so I don't know who came in after that, and it didn't goddamn matter. All right. So what I was going to do.
How's the Margaret voice? It's it's not bad, but it still is, you know, very difficult. This is Margaret Gray. This is Margaret Gray, and let me see here.
I'm here at home. I've been told, yes, I do apologize to Bud Dickman for beating his ass, even though I never laid a hand on him. Bud?
What about it?
Bud?
Yes, she's right. She never...
So the two of them were jacking up, jacking around, and jacking off.
Jacking off. Boy, I really needed that. I've been told to stay at home. First of all, I barely touched his punk ass. Isn't that right, Bud?
Yes, you know.
They were kind of playing it up, folks.
Yeah, we were playing it up. And yet the cards and the letters and the email, the vulgarity. I was called every kind of cow. I was called, somebody called me a swamp sow.
I wonder if I'd even reference it. Hey.
Yes, first up, Bud.
Hey, you know.
Hi, Steve Ozell. I don't want to see these ASPCA ads. I'm so sick and tired of seeing these poor fucking animals that are brutalized. You're taking photographs of them, man? Unless you're goddamn putting the owners of these dogs in a prison cell, which I'd be very, very happy to see happen. You know, fuck it, man. I don't want to see that shit anymore. You dig me? All right. See any sports going on here, man? Golf? Really? Really? How about hockey, man? Can't beat hockey. Can't beat hockey for a good pounding, violent event. You don't have to watch football. Although now I'm hearing that hockey's got the same problem. They got the same concussion problem that's causing in later life serious problems for the players. So we're not going to be able to get away from this shit. But the NHL is addressing it. The NFL is addressing theirs, but it's too late for some players. Problem is, man, I've lost. How did I lose the goddamn connection to the printer? How did that happen? Didn't have my bloody, don't have the bloody thing anyway, you know. I don't have, wait a minute, man. Why is that not transitioning? Well, ain't that a bitch, you know? Ain't that a son of a bitch? I don't know. I'm trying everything that I know how. And yet nothing is coming up daisies for me here. So
you're a daisy if you do.
And if I need to, I need to. All right. So here's what I got to do. I got to, what? What do I got to do? Oh, I got to get a email thing opened up because I got to read an email. Basically, I have to look and see what our spot load is for. I just did it. Today's Friday, right? So I don't have to. I've got a promo to do. I've got a promo to do. I know that. Where you at, dude? Where you at, Matt? There he is. Is this for the week of? Yeah, it is. Pupcast. What?
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from the Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you to all our advertisers for their support this year. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. I want to thank you for listening this year and have a happy and safe holiday.
Hi, it's Barbara Boxer wishing you a happy...
Well, that was vulgar. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That was very nice. Okay, so... Testing 1, 2, 3...
I'll tell you something right now. You know, I get such a kick out of a lot of these monkeys, all these monkeys and junkies.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, we're going to have to do an edit. Okay, that's cool. I've done it before. I'll do it again, man. Ain't like I haven't done that shit before. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Trending searches. Post Malone, that cat is, he's like a, more of a, he's a pop singer, wouldn't you say? I mean, everybody's mixing hip-hop and shit into their music now, so you can't really say people are not this or that. And I don't want to categorize anybody, but he, I can dig his appeal. The dude has got a great voice, really musical. I mean, his songs are, they're like little miniature hit records. You know, this cat has got it together in terms of his relevance, you know, and the overall musicality, I think, is the term that I'm looking for. Where's this goddamn fucking theme is what I'm looking for, motherfucker. What is this shit? All right, what time is it, man? I gotta get my ass moving here. All right. So here's what I need. I need Jay motherfucking Santos. Is he not in this fucking part of the library? Do I gotta go to the other side to do this? That really hacks me the fuck off, you know? That really, really, aha! I found it. This is the close here. This is the... If you saw Bounty Law, if you saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that the fake TV show on NBC, Bounty Law, was based on a show called Wanted Dead or Alive, with Steve McQueen. That was Steve McQueen's big breakout career thing. It was he was a star of a TV show. Steve McQueen then went into movies like Clint Eastwood. There's Bruce Willis is a guy that started in television. There's a bunch of them, but McQueen was one. And so Bounty Law with Jake Dalton. What was the name of that fucking character that Leonardo DiCaprio played? Rick Dalton. Bounty Law, you know, it's kind of loosely based on him. All right. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go over to this. Now, what am I doing over here, man? Are always in the car phone. These are the oldest fucking loops.
That's correct, yeah. And I just wanted to say, and there's no big thing about it, you know, not trying to be a big man or anything like that, but I just wanted to say that I've felt it was very important. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, man. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. 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 Oh, you know what? Where is that goddamn fucking shit? Where are you, bitch? Where is this thing? There it is.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Right on, baby. Right on, baby.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from the Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Becca.